Squad 451, you're my unit. Lieutenant Jackson is my second in command. Each one of you is elite in some form of combat, but we are a non-combat unit, so we'll be following days behind the frontline troops.
You're to be the on-screen faces of the invasion, the Star Squad. It's been decided that you're most effective when seen by the masses.
So we're not going
to
fight.
You do whatever you're ordered to do, soldier. It's not your job to ask questions.
Yes, sir.
Even though we'll be working on abandoned streets miles behind the front lines, I guarantee you, wherever they put us, it will not be safe. This is a war zone. It is likely that we'll encounter both active pods and peacekeepers. You're considered high-value targets to the capital. Our unit has been given a holo, a database that contains a detailed map of the capital and a list of every known pod. These pods can trigger anything from bombs to traps to mutts.
Whatever they contain, they are meant to kill you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 76 Hunger Games.
Letting go, I'm finally at peace, but it feels wrong. Slow, I'm getting up. My hands and feet are weaker than before. And you are folded.
Hi, and welcome to the Only Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damian.
And this is Douglas.
Don't you love Douglas coming back to these podcasts to hear that I've cut everything before this and you hear you laughing?
And then,
there's no joke. Why is Douglas laughing?
I feel like people will listen to this podcast and say, what is wrong with these people? How did they start like this? I'm just going to stop.
But if you stick around, then
fine. Yeah.
Anyways.
I do this for me.
It's the end of the month, and that means it's time to talk about box office.
Oh, okay. I thought it was.
I wish I had a better presenting voice to kind of make that sound exciting, but I don't.
In a world where one's end,
there are box offices.
Three idiots sit at the table.
So, first let's discuss our standing for the month. Just collective numbers for this month.
I call it numbers.
In last place, I have only made $3.5 million this month.
Mm-hmm. What hot banger did you pick?
I'll tell you soon enough. No one's talking about this. Damian is fourth,
of course,
with $55 million. Ed is third with $66 million.
Mm-hmm.
Douglas is second with $116 million.
Wow, what did I make up? Oh, I know.
And Jack has won this month with $374 million plus.
Oh my god, it's magic.
The movies for this month that matter. I have the least money making movie with Victor Frankenstein.
Oh yes, sir.
With only $3.5 million. I honestly didn't think it would be that small.
Ooh, no one did.
I watched that movie and it deserves that little money. I didn't think it would be that small.
The reviews have not been kind.
I kind of like that someone made the Frankenstein joke.
Oh, they did.
That's about it. Next up, Ed's pick of The Night Before has so far garnered $24 million at the box office. His next film, which we're going to see this week coming up, is Creed, which has made $43 million. Damian comes in next with The Good Dinosaur with $55 million because cartoons.
Yay, cartoons.
And talking about cartoons, Douglas hits third in the table this month with Peanuts with $116 million.
Peanuts.
And Jack takes the top spot with Spectre and Mockingjay, making $176 and $198 million respectively.
It's pretty good.
Mockingjay only made $198.
The world is on fire!
Underperformed.
No. Douglas, you have to use a different analogy because fire is supposed to be for this woman. Because she's the girl on fire.
It's all coming to an end. No, that doesn't work either. It's the last movie.
You're supposed to make a joke about Christmas and cold. Come on, you can do it. Alright, I'll cut this all out. It doesn't make any sense.
She'd have been better if she were frozen. hill.
Can you build a, do you want to build a snowman?
Hold on.
So, there's something I was toying with. Damian,
yes.
Have you gone to the movies recently?
Yes, I have. I went to watch a certain movie.
Have you seen a trailer for a movie that was done in Jamaica?
Did you see that? That's a question.
Did you see the trailer for the Jamaican movie? I can't even remember the name of it, but they keep repeating the Jamaica Mafia family.
Oh yeah, no, I have seen that. All right, no, sorry. But that trailer has been running for a while.
Yeah,
now.
It has been.
Oh yeah, so, I thought there was some new trailer.
So, yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, that trailer is the best. So at first, I watched it and saw it for what it was.
Yeah,
a garbage. But the more, because I had to watch it every time I went, I realized
you made
just
it fun
how,
for yourself.
Yes.
We tend to do this, Douglas. We take shitty situations and go, what if I just laugh at this? And then we convince ourselves that it's good. But here's where the problem lies. Eventually, we're going to get the chance to watch it, and we're only going to remember the good times we had. Then we're going to sit down and go, oh, wait. No. We've built up trailers in our head.
But they have a line in there where the guy's like, you thought my father was cold? I'm frozen. And give me joke that we're just making.
I just want the script that was written. Just like, how was this so cool? Who let this through? Is it his money? That is all the movies, his money.
Chop him!
Yes, Douglas.
It is Jamaica makes bad movies.
The thing is, like, when Americans get Jamaicans wrong, like, manner of speech, when they get that wrong, you go, well, they know, like, three Jamaicans. But when they do it here, and it's still wrong, that is, I don't understand how this is happening. They don't sound Jamaican. What's the movie from here? By Jamaica, I'm assuming, by Jamaica, I don't know.
Anyways, let's start not talk about Jamaican movies.
I think Startup still has the best Jamaican lines I've seen in a movie for a
good
long time.
I love that movie so much.
Saw that movie on the TV at work the other day. I was like, that's a good movie. Mm-hmm. I continued to work. That's my work stories.
I need to find, like,
saw it on
the
TV.
I need to find more of that guy's movies. Jack O'Connell or something like that.
Hey, guess what we do now? We watch movies from a single director.
Oh no, I was thinking the actor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Who directed that movie?
I have no
idea. I think it was his first time. I think that movie was like a first time movie. I'd have to look it up to double check. But anyways,
right.
Talking about the movies of the month. Damian, where would you like to start?
I don't want to do this. Spectre came out this year.
Yes, there were.
Right.
We have
but
already
we, talked
right,
about
James Bond.
So
everybody
so
should know how we kind of feel about this.
Warm and fuzzy. All right, now that I can't talk about that anymore, I'll talk about the biggest movie of November. Guys, I don't like the Hunger Games movies. Looking back, let's say I may have liked one, the first one. I doubt it, but I don't remember and I'm not going back to look. Let's say I enjoyed one of them at some point. But right now, coming into this movie, I'm like, alright, that last movie is real, real bad, but no one will listen to me. And as I was going to get ready and go watch this movie, I received two pieces of information. One was really bad, and one was really good. The bad information was on the internet. They're like, it's underperforming. It's a bad movie. It's long and it's boring. I'm sure it resolved things for Hunger Games people, maybe. But I sat down for 2.5 hours, being bored to tears, and so was everyone else in that theater. People seem real grumpy in that theater. Because, like, nothing happens. Am I wrong? Did things happen in that movie? What happened? There's
she
more.
She stood up.
Right.
She took pose.
Right.
She
there
took,
was more.
Sorry, poise.
There was more off-screen fighting. Like, they sent people to do things. And then we got snippets of video back saying that they did things. And there was people lining up in the Capitol. I think they said that word a million times. There was white flowers for no reason. There was actors that I respect acting the shit out of this boring movie for also no reason. It's bad. Like, aggressively so. I think it's the worst movie I've seen for the year.
I think the thing that gets me with this movie, because I, like an idiot, decided to rewatch part one of the bad movie the night before going to watch his second one. And with all of these examples of movies being cut in half, right, you could easily find a 30-minute gap where you're like, you could edit that down and make it into one or an hour gap. Or, but at the same time, while you have that criticism, it never goes so far as to be downright horrible. Right?
And Harry Potter did it. And we went, all right, fine.
Take that back. I like Harry Potter.
No, I mean splitting it in half.
Yeah, right. But,
it, but we enjoyed it.
Right.
No.
I mean, me and Andrew enjoyed it.
Okay.
Right. I was upset that they cut the movie in half. I still thought they should
have put upset
a
at that
3-hour
fact.
Movie there. But the movie itself, when you put the two of them together, you go, all right, cool. The
I
movie
never
ends.
Remember. Right. I just remember not liking one of them.
Yeah, the first one. The first one. Because they were walking to somewhere and the movie ended.
The thing about it is that with these movies, when you put it together, you realize that you have watched a 4.5-hour movie in which it's kind of boring. I'd like to try and defend the movie and talk about how in part one, in The Hunger Games, the first movie, they were doing the reality TV thing, which is why all of the action, the little that was there, they were kind of away from, they were trying to keep it PG. Part two had this awesome sequence, which I still kind of keep in my head as great, when they're actually doing The Hunger Games thing. And that's more about oppression of the people and them rising up, right? Which makes it work. Part three, what I'd really give them kudos for is actually going for it. Because it's obvious from the first half that they have this whole concept of being a propaganda machine. That is the thing that the movie wants to do. It's not one of these movies where they're like, all right, we'll do this propaganda thing, but we'll have to give in to the action story in the second half at some point. And while maybe I didn't enjoy it, I have to give them props that they went down that road. That they didn't waver at any point. Maybe it was that they were comfortable that they had this franchise to sit on top, to be like, it'll work, people will go and watch it, even if they don't like it, we'll make money. But at the same time, still didn't like the movie that much.
Can you do the whistle? Oh, what's the sign?
The only reason why I know this is this was the Cub Scout sign, which was a Cub Scout. Cub Scout. And every time I saw it, Cub Scout. the movie, like, at this point, it's taken three levels where I almost want to dislike all the other movies just because I didn't like this one that much, right? I think I have a two in here, but guys, I have to pull it down.
It's really bad.
I think I talk about it, because the truth of the matter is that every time that I think of like the small moments in these movies, I like it because of what it does, like as a narrative thing, where it's dealing with the propaganda, right? Where you're realizing, yes, they have to, when you see the first half and you're seeing that first time they're trying to make a video and they're doing it in the set and she's doing the horrible acting, I'm like, yeah, that makes sense, right? Then when she goes out and you have the half action scene, she blows up a thing, and then they have cutaway to the cameras. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. But at the same time, I have this weird cynical feeling watching the movie where I'm like, would people believe that as like a thing? Like, wouldn't people guess some sort of staging? Like, there was a part in my head where when I was watching those scenes again, that I'm like, did someone stage the bombing so that they could have this video? That's how I felt. Like, as a viewer, that's how I feel I would have taken that sort of information.
Been oppressed so long, anyone fighting the cop at all.
and then follow the blindly. It just felt way too cheap of a move for them to then have us finally get to the Capitol and still be in propaganda mode, right? And then when you have the confrontation between her and Peter, it feels almost as horribly handled as Mind Control in Avengers 1, where they're like, oh, I hit you really hard. Solved, though. The only difference is they didn't do it that quickly. They let it kind of stretch over and magically it went away.
There wasn't a cartoon bunk.
I just didn't like this movie.
Oh, shit. Douglas, you like it.
Yes, Jennifer Lawrence, I guess.
So I'm
going to chime in here as the last true defender of the virtues
of Jennifer Lawrence.
So I've always really been the defender, the person that says no, guys, hold on, this movie was good because of X and it was good because of Y. And I, along with Andrew, watched the third movie, the third installment of this 3.1, right? The day before we went. And
just because I put it on and you were like, I guess I'll stay here.
Exactly.
That's how movies get watched most of the time.
And I really enjoyed it. I feel like I enjoyed it much more than the first time I saw it. And
well, I ruined your first experience.
So I really liked it. So I was, upbeat about this movie. I went to the movie and then I saw the movie. And oh my goodness. I put up a comment. I don't generally comment on my Letterboxd things, but I put up a comment on my Letterboxd about this movie, and it was succinct. Mm-hmm. It was very, very concise. Yeah. It was three words, and that's FTM. How I really feel. Actually, I should have put that. But it's how I really feel about this movie. It's long and boring. That's it. This movie is. I mean,
the last movie.
Yeah, it's very much what you would call a crying movie, Damien.
Yes.
There is no action, and not that you necessarily need a lot of action, because as you have so robustly put forth, some of these movies don't necessarily have the level of action that might cross from a crying into an action movie for you. And that's fine, and I've liked that so far. But this was. Just there was a dearth of action in this movie, and it just kept meandering and it didn't go anywhere. And then it ended
somehow,
and it didn't even end. Yeah. It was very Lord of the Ringsian in its ending.
It kind of was.
And that was again useless.
And I called it in my mind when I saw.
Called it in his mind.
When I saw it on a shirt. I'm like, yeah, that's going to happen. They're going to cut to that, aren't they? They did.
Oh, I fucking hate this movie, Andrew. And.
Did they explain how. I don't remember because I was busy falling asleep. Did they explain how they were able to create, like, monsters and things in the first two Hunger Games?
No.
Is any other tech, like the high-tech shit that they were able to do, any of that shit?
They're just like pods. Okay. They're like, pods.
That they created creatures out of thin air and shit.
Yeah, and I'm fine with that, as long as it fits into an
entertaining
whole.
You know what I found interesting? As I was listening to a few other podcasts about this movie, I started to hear people talk about the fact that, as far as book people go, this is the one they don't like. Buckingham is the book they don't like, which I'm like, I guess that's why this one sucked, maybe.
I don't know. I mean, I really do hate when people...
Or at least suck this much.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying book bad equal movie bad.
Yeah,
I am saying that, though.
No, of course.
We have a lot of evidence this year. The 50 Shades of Garbage.
I can't stand when people are like, it's not as good as the book, or the book was different this way. I'm just like, guys, watch the movie. The movie is good, it's good. If it's not, it's not. It doesn't need to be that thing.
As Damon, where should we go from here? Since you took us down the road of the number one movie.
Oh, what were all the movies that came out for the list?
Creed came out.
Haven't seen
Did you watch it?
No. Victor, nope.
Oh, you haven't seen anything else?
No.
Alright, so well, not from well Andrew, you and I watched a movie last night.
What did we watch last night?
We actually watched a movie about last night.
Okay,
we watched
we did.
The night before.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew, what did you think about it?
I just listened to a podcast with Michael Shannon.
Oh, really?
Today.
I like him. Yeah. I like him a lot. In almost everything he's
in. The hell you say?
Michael Shannon.
Yes.
Yes.
He's in The Night Before.
Yes.
Kind of great. This is a fun movie.
Okay.
Like, I think it might be a bad movie, but it's a fun movie.
I like this. I like where this is going. Is it the Let's Be Cops for 2015?
It's not that. It doesn't go. It's not that wavy. This movie, it knows what it is. It kind of keeps to it. It's about three friends having a crazy night, and they have all of their friend issues, and there's resolution, and there's some bad words and inappropriate jokes.
There's Seth Rogen.
There's some times where the movie dips in laughter. There's some times where it peaks. It's a fun movie.
It's a Seth Rogen.
So Damien.
Type movie. Yeah.
This movie takes place over the period of one night.
Mm-hmm. So it's automatic. You love this movie.
There are crazy shenanigans in this movie.
I like shenanigans.
If I put those two together, that's one crazy night.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
There is a genre of movie that Douglas likes very much.
It's called After
French,
Hours.
French movies.
Oh, this is definitely a big part of my wheelhouse. I love the one crazy night movies, and especially when it's done really well. So a lot of like just dumb 80s movies that do this, I love. But this movie did it real well. And of course, it helps that I'm a big fan of people like Seth Rogen, people like Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I'm actually even becoming an Anthony Mackie fan.
His name is Falcon.
What movies did you see him in that you didn't like? Do you remember?
I don't like. He was in the Biggie movie.
Sorry. He was in Notorious. All right.
Yeah.
You remember that came out?
Forgot
that movie was made.
I feel like before things like Hurt Locker and Avengers and like the
mm-hmm.
and the Adjustment Bureau and kind of like interesting things he's been in,
mm-hmm.
he was in a lot of just ordinary
crap. I had half Nelson,
right?
So I guess I always had something to turn to.
He was in half Nelson.
Who was he in half Nelson?
He was the friend. He was the drug dealer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that.
That defended
him. I'm not even sure if I've watched all of it.
He was in Pain and Gain.
Who kept looking at Ryan Gosling, I'm going, I know who you are. Stop the shit.
I know why we don't like Anthony Mackie.
Why is that? Yup.
That didn't make sense. All right.
Yes,
there was an 8-man.
But, you know, I really like this movie. It is this decade's Harold and Kumar. Actually, I don't know. But it's great. It's fun. As Andrew said, it may not be one of those movies that you can watch constantly, but it is what it is, it knows what it is, and it has a lot of fun doing it. I'm fine with it.
Alright, so I want to talk about, actually when I look at this list, I'm realizing there are only two other movies I can talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So let me get one off really quickly, because I'm the only one who's seen it. Victor Frankenstein
mm-hmm.
sucks, it's bad, no one should watch it. I'll give it half a point for the fact that they made a Frankenstein joke.
Mm-hmm.
And while Damon will appreciate this, I kind of enjoy James McAvoy being a little bit of a lunatic. Right? He acts, what little he has to act with, he acts the shit out of.
Okay. I don't watch anything he's in.
I rather like James McAvoy.
I don't watch anything he's in. So I'm going to watch this terrible, terrible movie. Going in knowing that it's a terrible, terrible movie.
But it's a terrible, terrible movie. The last movie that I know from this month we can actually talk about is Charlie Brown.
You mean Peanuts?
Douglas.
Oh,
you mean
brother.
Peanuts. Where are
those? Douglas, where did, how did Charlie Brown go?
So, I didn't really hold out much hope for this movie because I have, as much as, for some reason when I read the comic books, I love, not comic books, but the comic strip, I loved it. And for a long time, i.e. until I was probably in my late teens, I didn't even know that this comic was called Peanuts. I just knew it as Snoopy, because Snoopy is the greatest.
Snoopy is the boss.
Right?
In fact, it should be called.
I actually found it interesting that when we got to the movie, the title came up and it wasn't Peanuts the movie, it was Charlie Brown and Snoopy movie. they were like, yeah, these are the characters you care about. We don't know why people call it Peanuts.
But outside of that, I have never liked a Peanuts movie. I've seen a couple of them.
There's a Thanksgiving one.
Maybe I watch it now and, you know, get into whatever sappy thing that they get into. But right. I've always, when I was young, I guess when we're young, we watch cartoons. And when we watch cartoons, there are a few things that generally happen. One, there's some sort of slapstick, silly craziness going on. Two,
didn't like the football being pulled joke.
Right, there's all the time. You know, every people time. Running around, maybe hitting each other over the head or something. And none of that ever happened in Charlie Brown. It was almost sedate. It was very relaxed.
Was that right? Earnest?
Yes, cartoon. Earnest. Okay. That's a good word for it. And I just, young Douglas didn't.
Right, he wanted the shenanigans.
Exactly. So I went to this movie kind of knowing that I'd, well, first of all, hoping that it would make money, I'm not sure. And second of all, knowing that even if it didn't make money, I'd probably get a quarter of it. I fell in love with this movie. This movie is so good. Outside of what I knew already from the trailers, which is that the animation style is kind of great. Mm-hmm. Just
still haven't seen a trailer for that movie.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. There were shenanigans that Snoopy, and that's the thing, right? Snoopy never for me played a big role in some of the older movies, but in here, mm-hmm, Snoopy's shenanigans are
Snoopy.
It's almost not Snoopy, like they made but two movies. Mm-hmm. They made a Charlie Brown movie and they made a Snoopy movie, and they intercut between the two.
Yeah, and
I like that.
You know, there is Snoopy dancing, essentially doing the same scene that Buzz Lightyear did in Toy Story.
Ah,
all right. Where he becomes exactly that
pretty
one,
good.
And then Snoopy has his airplane, and yes, and then you know, even the Charlie Brown story, I love it, and it's probably maybe it's because I'm a bit more mature. No, I don't think so. but and I can't even like right now, I can't think of anything specific, just that I came out of that movie,
so it's like overall
smiling,
feeling.
Yeah. Just from air to air, and
that's what those movies supposed to do, though.
Yeah.
I wanted to, I just didn't have the toddler, so I'm not
actually,
going to.
I actually found it interesting that when we went to that
get
movie,
arrested.
No. unlike most of the children's movies out here, they actually put it in one of the bigger rooms, and when we went, it was very open, like no one was really there.
Oh.
And
I guess that makes sense.
Usually what happens with these children movies out here is they put them in the tiny rooms and those get packed quickly.
Right.
And then you end up in a situation that you don't like, which is you are around children and you realize you're trapped and you're probably getting called upon by the police very shortly. Especially since police station is right
around
the
corner. Yeah, it's not fun to have people stare at you. Are you here with no children? You sick.
That's my child. No, that's my shit.
I won't even point to them. Sit and stare at the screen. I don't want anything at intermission. I'm just going to sit here, pretend I don't feel all of you staring at me.
I kind of like Charlie Brown too. I don't think I loved it as much as you. And I think my main problem was, and I guess this is a dumb complaint to give to like a dumb children's movie, but the story always felt very disconnected. As I said, it felt like a Charlie Brown movie and a stupid movie and the intercut between the two. There are moments where it jumps between and you never quite get that impetus to move into the next story. It feels like most movies where they have that intercutting storyline, it's never so jarring that they're so different. Even though both of them are about getting a girl, kind of. It never quite felt right. And more to the point, it's a kind of humor. So, for example, in Charlie Brown, you get that earnest humor where he's just trying to be a good guy and he fails all the while. he accidentally fails at being a good guy. The Snoopy story is Snoopy doing shenanigans where he's just out flying around and doing stuff and making jokes and being a writer.
If I had a dog like Snoopy.
I thought you wanted the tiger dogs.
I mean, If we're going to be serious,
you have to pick one.
If we're
tiger
going to be
or
serious,
Snoopy.
I'm picking Tiger. Like, let's not kid ourselves.
You can only have one.
Dogs don't get to ride on the snowboard.
And I generally love those movies. I love those movies which have a really a really good heart to them, where they don't try to sugarcoat it. They don't try to make you feel like you have to love what they're doing. You just enjoy the fact that they are that, right? And it does that very well. But kind of like The Night Before, it has its ups, it has its downs, and it felt to me like just less than right. Just felt a little bit off. It didn't feel I said this a lot about some movies. It felt like it was one puzzle piece away from being perfect, and that piece was just enough for me to not think of this movie as a four.
That's pretty.
Also, my favorite joke, as it's always been in all of the Charlie Brown stuff, is watching Schroeder is his name and Lucy interact as she comes up close to him and he pulls the piano away and goes, "I'm taking my piano."
Yep.
Schroeder is my favorite. I'm sorry.
No.
It's okay.
Thank you. His doghouse turns into a plane. He puts on a scarf, goggles. Flies that bitch in. Just to see that once. Any dog.
Damien.
Just pretend to fly a plane. Can Damien, you imagine?
It happens on multiple occasions.
The only other thing I really love about Charlie Brown as a general.
Snoopy Charlie Brown. Snoopy is the name of the movie. Snoopy
Brown.
As a thing is when I first realized the wop 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 was the fact that we are children and we're not supposed to care what adults are
right.
saying.
That's why.
Like, I didn't know what that joke meant when I was young and I was reading, but eventually I grew up and I realized what that joke was. I'm like, I like that joke. And then I made that joke to adults when they talk to me. I'm like,
that's why. You know what's sad? That's why I hear children, though. When children talk.
Anyways,
sir. Oh, Damien, you talking to me? I did.
Damien,
yes.
Do you have anything to talk about, as in you caught up with? In the past month, because we're done with
right.
the movie, we haven't seen Good Dinosaur.
Right. Go to Douglas first. I'll close the thing.
All right,
I'll go first.
I believe that
I'll go first. There was only one movie that I think I caught up with this time, and it was Everest. Description of this movie is, I don't know the exact number, but I'm just guessing. 10 people walk up a mountain, less than 10 people walk down a mountain. It lasts 2 hours and it's fucking boring as shit. Fuck that movie.
Oh my word. I mean, you're not wrong.
Like Damien, you
I
want
don't
to
like
talk
the actors.
No, I know you like
acting
the actors.
Shit that movie.
I know you like the actors. But there's not much they've given to really shine in that movie.
Like you climb a hill and you shouldn't be up there. And
tell me one memorable scene in that movie.
I can't.
Good.
But I said that when I reviewed it. I'm like, guys.
Like, I expected that to be the story and not care about the story and have, like, a few standout scenes where, like, I'm like, yup.
Mm-hmm.
I like this. Kind of like Frankenstein where I'm like, that movie's shit. Mm-hmm. But McAvoy kind of acts the shit out of being crazy. Right? There's nothing in this movie.
Maybe I have a fascination with people climbing that hill.
There are other movies about climbing crazy mountains.
Yeah, that are far better than this. No doubt.
There is
a
Norwegian one which I quite like.
But, I don't know. Maybe I was happy at the time. I'll watch it again.
I actually got super angry at the end of the movie where they're like, yeah, we base this all on true people. Where I'm like,
that doesn't help. If you don't like that movie, that doesn't do jack shit for people. Yeah, I can see you not liking that movie. I feel Douglas in the corner.
I never actually watched it.
Douglas has just gotten validation to not
watch it. Because from day one, I said to Andrew, I'm like, I'll watch it, but it looks like the worst movie ever. And the only reason I would even consider it is because there are a lot of people in here that I like.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but it
I
looks
saw
like
Nightcrawler in that movie.
Yep, it looks like the type of movie that I
You're
know
idiot.
I hate. You know,
I'm the
only
famous.
Reason that I might actually watch it is because there are 2 3s and 1 1, which averages too highly.
Mm-hmm.
Too highly.
I like that,
Douglas. You're just going to hurt yourself.
I know.
You're going to fall asleep, and you'll be like, "I just give it that reason." I don't care.
Oh, Jesus. All right, continue. I did catch up on some things. Oh, fuck.
Shit.
Uh-oh. I already talked about Vacation last month.
Oh my god, damn.
No, there's nothing I really other watch that, I guess, comes out of these lists.
Mm-hmm.
Douglas, do you have anything?
No, I have...
You've been working.
I have been working.
Damon,
we all saw Jobs, right?
Yes.
That movie is incredible.
It is. Wait, did we not talk about that last movie, year? I mean, last month?
I think it might have was in the window.
Okay, right. So yeah, we can talk about it. Okay, great. Yeah, so we watched
Jobs. We all about Steve Jobs, right. And that movie's great.
Someone said it, so I can't take credit for this, but Steve Sorkin is best when he's writing real life.
Mm-hmm.
When he's just taking a real thing that happened and Sorkinizing it. Because I didn't like West Wing and I didn't like Newsroom. I don't like any, like, I tried because I like
Newsroom
Sorkin.
Newsroom was real life. That oil spill was real.
But I don't know. When, like, it feels like.
Did you like Moneyball?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It feels like he's wasting time in those TV shows. But when he has one thing to, like, all this information to shrink down and tell one singular story, then it becomes amazing. So Moneyball is amazing. That Facebook movie is amazing. And this Apple movie is amazing. And I see where people's like, well, none of that shit happened. No shit, no. You think all the major things in his life happen 30 seconds before he goes on stage throughout the span of 20 years? No shit, that didn't happen.
No.
But it's like watching it. We sat in the theater and I tried, like, I wanted to be cynical, just like with the Facebook movie. I don't give a shit about Apple or Facebook. But you just can't help yourself. He just draws you in and then you're there. And for a movie where it's just backstage and it's just before him hitting the stage, Danny Boyle directs the shit out of this movie. There is not a waste. It's frame. When you see this movie, you go, oh, that's why everyone loves Danny Boyle. It's not because he had some Indian guy running through the streets. It's because he's fucking amazing at his job. He's incredible at it. And you don't feel it all the time. But when you see his direction and you hear Sorkin's words, you go, all right, all of this is a match made in heaven. And the movie, like, it is an incredible, incredible movie. And everyone should watch it. I can't believe he made
$13. I would say poorly about that movie, because I love that movie. A lot of people were making this criticism during the Social Network, and I didn't really catch on to how important it was to the story and to the character. Like the first time I watched it, but like mm-hmm. as I heard people talk about it, it kind of seeped in to what I was watching and I kind of saw it. And I feel this might be the same sort of situation where I've heard a lot of people talk about it and then I saw the movie and mm-hmm. it stood out to me and it gave me like a little itch of like, oh, that kind of sucks, but it doesn't take away how much I like a movie is how neatly Sorkin kind of tied in women into his life mm-hmm. and into his life choices. So, for example, in the Social Network, everyone was making. Actually, it's something that I actually heard Zuckerberg talk about when he talked about that movie. Where if I remember what he said correctly, was it's amazing how many things they got right about the Social Network, down to like the sweaters.
Mm-hmm.
But when they push into all of this, all because of Women Hate Me,
mm-hmm.
that was like. Nothing to do with Facebook. Right. And first time I saw that movie, I didn't really think about it as like a thing
mm-hmm.
that the movie was trying to put into the character. But the more I watch that movie over and over, I'm like, yeah, it's there. That's right there for him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing with with Jobs, where you can see the progression with him and his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fine with the progression. It was just this weird tidying up scene at the end
mm-hmm.
where they throw in the iPod and all for mm-hmm. the daughter, and it felt odd to me, but at the mm-hmm. same time I kind of went, all right, cool.
So you're allowing the book to dictate how you feel about the movie, the real life book dictating how the fake movie
the real life book
mm-hmm. you're allowing outside events to distract you from the movie.
But
that's what we're just talking about.
But
you're a liar. I don't know.
Actually, I was the other way. I said real life should affect your movie. Should at least inform.
Mr. Robinson. how goes Sorkin on Jobs?
I like this movie. I don't really have much to say outside of what you guys have said. Right. But yeah, I really like this movie. I gave it a 4.
Uh-huh.
It's interesting in the way that it does things. It's not exactly... So even...
we've seen 2 Seth Rogen movies in the same month.
There we go. Even
that wasn't a Seth Rogen
movie. He was in it.
All right.
So,
he
you know,
had the beard.
Word.
You know, this movie is very Sorkian. And the Social Network. But what I really like about this movie is just the sort of interesting way it goes about things. As you said, Damien, clearly none of this happened exactly mm-hmm. the way that it happened in this movie, because he tries to tie everything in a bow and do it's, you know, it's very much like an exercise. This movie feels like an exercise. Like he said, you know what would be interesting? What if we don't have a regular movie?
Right.
We just have 2 or 3 separate,
right,
not even acts, right? And they are
mm-hmm.
acts,
mm-hmm.
but 2 or 3 scenes, effectively,
mm-hmm.
or scenario situations. We will just plop you in one, and you'll sit there. It won't move. You won't, you know, go from A to B to C to Milan to.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying he pulled up Dogma 95?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying, but. I
by himself.
To say it with more words.
Oh, that's very sad.
But yeah, actually, when I started the explanation, that's exactly the what I was thinking of. But yeah, and that's really, that's the type of thing that draws me to a movie. If you said to me, all right, Douglas, yeah, it's not exactly, you know, the greatest or the most original, but I have a plan and I have a certain thing, a certain vision that I'm trying to show you. Just sit with me. Like, I will sit down and forgive a lot for that. And to be honest, there wasn't a lot to forgive in this movie. It was great.
Writing was on point. Acting was superb. And the direction was incredible. Like, there's just nothing... I mean, unless you're going to take outside factors like a certain Andrew Robinson... Then there's
the real life book.
Right, the real life book.
Fake life movie.
The good book. Alright, I'm going to just go across. There's something that I'm going to get to last.
It sounds like that's the one you're angry at.
Holy shit. I saw The Man from Uncle.
Oh! Thank you for reminding me. Mm-hmm. I will talk about that one as well.
I like this movie.
I want to rewatch it.
Like, if we were allowed to put 2.5.
Oh.
I'd give it, right? Because if a 3 feels a little bit too strong, because I've only seen it once, but a 2 feels like I'm cheating, like, that's not a 2. The movie's better than a 2. Doesn't feel strong enough. Like, I wouldn't recommend it to people unless I know specific things about said people.
How about that final scene where they go in and they cut out all of the sieging part mm-hmm. and just go straight to the chase sequence after?
It's pretty good. I like the movie a lot. All right, I will give that movie. Like, I have to give it a 3 because I refuse to give it a 2 on principle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, hold on.
And I think if I watch it more, I might.
Yeah.
It may end up higher.
So, before you,
I like that movie
before
a
you
lot.
Move on to the next movie, mm-hmm. I want to talk about that movie because famously, and Ed actually came on here and was like, Douglas, come on. And I agreed with him, mm-hmm. right? I did not really like this movie when I first watched it. And I watched it again recently. Mm-hmm. And I think I watched it in the best way possible. I watched it. I did the Captain America.
Right.
No, I did the Captain America. Remember when I saw the second Captain? Because I love it. I always like the first Captain America.
Yeah.
But I watched Winter Soldier and I hated that movie.
Yes, I remember.
But I watched like portions of Winter Soldier
mm-hmm.
after that. And loved those portions.
Everything you see. Yeah.
But together, I feel like something's wrong. I cannot
mm-hmm.
watch one movie straight through anymore.
Right.
It's almost
right.
not
you're
possible.
You're a busy man.
Unless
right?
you're at the theater.
Yeah.
And that's why I love the theater.
Yeah.
Like, as a concept. Like, maybe I don't have art theater.
Right, yeah.
But
yeah.
I love the idea of a theater because everyone has collectively come in agreement. We're going to spend 2.5 hours doing this.
If we could build a good theater, that would be like, I'd buy a year pass. Give them money up front. I'll be here every Friday. Don't even just flash my card.
The minute someone has access to a pause button, I get angry.
Mm-hmm. Intermission. No, sorry.
Yep. But anyway,
right.
I watched this
mm-hmm.
again. And I watched it in, I think, 4 chunks.
Mm-hmm.
Damien, I love this movie.
Really funny.
Damien,
oh,
this movie is so good.
Especially after watching that James Bond movie.
Yeah.
You just watching it and go, yes, spy movies can be fun. They don't have to be Dour and, what's it? Born Identity ripoffs. They can just be one-time action movies.
I've never really thought much. I never thought negatively of him, but I never thought anything really positive about Henry Cavill.
Okay.
But
Superman.
This movie,
Superman.
He was good in that movie. Also, I have thought some very negative things.
About a hammer?
About a hammer. But he was great in this movie. He was
actually why people like
the
him.
Best part yeah. of this movie. He was the comic relief. He just did it flawlessly.
Watching it, you go, oh, this is what people... That's why people like him.
Yeah.
And gave him a shot in that terrible, terrible movie that he did with Johnny Depp.
And it just... It worked so much better for me the second time around. I spoke about some of the stylistic choices that just didn't make sense to me at the time. It just clicked this time, and everything. I really love this movie. I want to own it now. I like it a lot.
Just sitting with this stupid grin on my face the entire time watching that movie. Going,
yeah.
I think I like this movie.
Yeah.
Like, a lot.
Yeah.
Like, a lot.
Yeah.
I need to watch that
I just upgraded my rating to a 4.
Like, I just need to watch it one more time to confirm whether or not... Because there's things in there that I'm like, alright guys. But now that I've seen it, now that it won't be new, I can just watch it again and go, alright, let's see this. Like, everyone should watch this movie.
Yeah. You know what? This is the type of movie that on top of everything else, you can just put it on as background noise and love it.
The thing is, I can see people hating this movie.
Oh yeah, of course.
Like, hard. I can see people hating this
as
movie.
As a style, it's so gritty.
Right.
Like, if you're not ready for it.
Right.
Like, it never lets up.
Right. Like, movies that I want to give force to are movies that, like, I'd recommend it to anybody.
Mad Max.
Point and go, look, watch this movie. But there's a thing about this movie that I'd be kind, but I'm sure if I see it again, or when I see it again, I'll be changing.
I think there's enough action to mm-hmm. kind of appease the people who aren't going to love the style as much.
Right.
Yes, so where else,
Damon? I saw Hotel Transylvania 2. Do you like kids' movies?
Yeah, sure. Sometimes.
It's one of those. It's not bad. Unless you're SpongeBob, I don't think you can make them bad. Mm-hmm. But it's not like there's things. Have you guys seen the first one?
Yeah, I did watch the first one, and I hated myself for doing it.
It's okay. It's the hardest two. Like, that movie defines what a two is. It's a thing that you will watch and you will not remember anything about it, but you won't rule the time you spend watching it. Like Jessica Jones.
The time I spent on the first one.
Alright, I don't know what happened to you. You're a terrible, terrible man.
I went to the theater and watched.
Alright, that's alright. And therein lies your problem. Alright.
I think we've gotten to the boy.
We've come to it. Now, I'm looking at the scores here. It says 1, 3, 3, and 2. It is for a movie starring Mark Zuckerberg.
Okay, I know what this is.
And that girl from the vampire movies.
Okay.
Now, I was told that there was a movie here.
Are you sure about that?
By people on this podcast.
Remember, we're my rating is when you go over. Right. So that you know that I'm giving you fair warning.
And know that I will hold this over you forever. I just want you to be aware that I am going to use this movie as my argument
for anything you say going forward.
I enjoyed this movie.
American Ultra is garbage.
We agree. I
want it to be. I want everyone to be clear. When I say this movie is garbage, I don't want you to think like it's not Hunger Games garbage where it is boring, right? And that is why you can't enjoy it, because there's just scene after scene of people talking and posing, and you just go, why won't they end this? And it is not Paul Blart bad where it is a unfunny comedy. This movie set out to be bad and nailed it.
10 points.
They cast two people that have the least amount of chemistry I've ever... Like, it is worse than that Grey movie. Those two people, Zuckerberg and Waterface, nothing...
Are you talking about the Grey, you mean the Liam Neeson movie?
No, Fifty Shades of Grey.
Oh, okay, sorry.
How about, is it... Do they have worse chemistry, or is it worse than, say, a movie like Adventureland, which Andrew really loves?
I love Adventureland.
Alright, I'm just going to skip past that and focus on the...
you have to keep focused.
Right, I don't even have time.
And it has the same two guys.
I don't give a shit.
Two people.
Like, this movie, it is... What's his name? Topher Grace?
Yep.
Oh, yes, he's in this.
Why is he still in movies? What is happening?
Somebody watched a rerun of that 70s show?
Nothing.
Somebody watched Spider-Man like, 3 and said, that's how you make a bad movie.
Yeah, if I wanted to ruin a movie, who do I call? Him? Let's go.
It is horrible.
Like, just watching the movie going, alright, it starts bad because there's some amnesia thing, and then it moves on and they're like, oh, he's going to be activated. And you go, alright, I have seen bad action scenes in my time. I've watched a lot of bad action in my pursuit to watch
Rambo.
All of the action. I'm
Rambo.
Ready to stab you in the face. Watching him fight, like, they put Boyd Crowder in this movie, and it just bounced off me. That's how bad that movie is. Right? Just staring at the movie, not understanding why any of this is happening. Not understanding who thought this was a good idea. And just being so angry. Right? And I think it didn't help that I watched this movie post, like a little after watching the final movie in a certain director's trilogy. So I was already upset and was going to use this movie to kind of...
Wait, which trilogy? What?
What's his name? Tom Tickler.
Okay.
Princess and the Frog is not a movie, so it's a trilogy.
I personally would have picked three as not a movie.
It's more of a movie.
Did you just call it the Princess and the Frog?
Yeah, whatever it is. Princess and the Warrior. I'm sorry, who cares? The Princess and whatever it is. I watched this movie, Gwen. Alright, it's a dumb action movie with... who is he in Superman again?
Lex Luthor.
I'm like, alright, let's watch this. And just sat there being so angry at this movie. It is like the movie didn't even try to be good. Douglas, please to explain to me.
I don't know. I mean, the thing is, I see all of these things that you're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason,
I just love it.
You know, I hate John Leguizamo. I loved him in this movie.
He also bounced off me. Just watching him.
Being
this shitty gangster.
I enjoyed it. And to be honest with you, it's one of those movies where, you know, we were just talking about The Night Before a while ago, where if I watch it again, I'd probably hate it. It probably just hit me the right way at the right time on the right night. But I got to say,
that movie,
I was happy with that movie.
That movie is the garbage. It is no bueno. Oh, I know a movie is bad when, like, my mother walks past and she's like, Damien, why don't you stop watching this? Like, she's not also watching the movie, but she can tell by how I'm reacting. She's like, Damien, just stop watching the movie. She's like, that's one of your podcast movies, right? I'm like, no, I'm doing this to myself. Just stop watching this. I can't. I have to. There has to be something at the end to justify this. There has to be like a nuclear strike that kills all of them. Just nope. Just terrible. Oh my god, that movie's bad. This month, I've seen some hot bangers this last 30 days. Just movies that are some real pieces of garbage. Like, this movie makes me want to find a score lower than one. I'd petition to have a score lower than one for this movie. It does not deserve a one. I'm sure people put a lot of time and effort, and there was some professionals on set doing things. Do not care. Not even a little bit. I want that movie to be rubbed from the face of the earth. It is not deserving. I think that's it. What happens next month?
Next month
is Christmas. Oh, alright. Next month there is a black hole that is called the Star Wars. And if you didn't pick that, go fuck yourself.
I've been waiting all year for it. Anyways, I realized that throughout this entire year, at no point have I discussed the actual standings of where we all are in this game.
Yeah, because someone has a Jurassic Park movie that made $100,000 million.
These numbers I'm about to mention are all scale numbers with benefits and deficits included. So in the game, if you have the best rating, you get $200 million, and everyone else gets -50. If
as
you
well
have rated 12 of your movies, you get a quarter of your money gone.
Good.
Right? So, the standings as it is right now is as follows. In last place is Jack with $127 million.
Yeah, that's cute.
Because he's only rated 5 of his movies. In fourth place is me with $682 million. Right?
That's some fuzzy math.
In third place is Damien with $866 million.
I like this.
In second place is Ed with $1,138 million and change. And in top place is Douglas with $1.179 billion because he has a rating bonus right now.
Yes.
Douglas realized about halfway through this game there's only one way he's going to
win. I only have one shot at this.
Exactly. It's to
and
get
next
that.
Month,
and I bought it from Andrew.
Yes. And next month.
Pretty good.
And next month. Here are our movies as follows. Damien will have his swan song in the game, thinking Avengers was an automatic one.
Yeah.
With the new Ron Howard movie, In the Heart of the Sea, because you know them white whales.
That movie's going to make, I think I heard, $13.
I have three movies coming out between extreme athletes like me. Point Break. Daddy's Home, and The Wars of the Stars.
Oh, so, okay. All right. You could have just said Star Wars plus two.
Jack has two movies coming out, that being Sisters, the Tina Fey and Amy Poehler movie, and Revenant. Douglas has two movies coming out, The Hateful Eight, which he's still trying to pawn off on me for Star Wars, and Krampus. Yeah.
Which, by the way, I was so surprised to see both are being advertised at Carib.
We've seen them pull that shit all
the
time.
And Ed has Joy and Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Ooh, I can't wait
coming
to
out at the end of the year.
Really
right.
Want to watch
so
Joy.
Who has Star Wars?
I have Star Wars.
Okay, I don't know what here. To pretend December didn't happen.
I think I could actually win this game. It's been a long time. I was supposed to win the first year, and
yeah,
because
you were an idiot.
Because I'm an asshole. But it looks like it might be coming in.
Like I should have won this year.
Yeah.
I got the parts right. I got the parts right that I should have gotten right. All my movies did what they were supposed to do.
Amen.
And then dinosaurs happened.
Amen.
And I got
boned
Star
Harry.
Star Wars is as good as I want it to be. Mm-hmm. And let's be mm-hmm. conservative. Let's give it a 3.
Mm-hmm. Right. I love how
conservative. Let's give it a 3.
You forget Damon is in this room, right?
I'm talking average.
I know. Damon will give it a 1. And that
if
one
he deserves
alone
a 1.
Is going to, is going to
Damon has everything. Realized the benefit of Star Wars movies. There's one good one.
Yeah, there's a good Star Wars movie. It's not a 4. Don't fool yourselves.
Really?
Star Wars 2 is a 3. That movie's not... There's a part where he's training in the marsh or whatever it is. That is boring as shit.
Seriously?
That part sucks.
Wow.
And then he goes back and fights... What's his face?
Anyways.
What's his name?
Let's be conservative.
Vader.
I get 2 extra weeks, mm-hmm. right? So it'll be a full 5 weeks mm-hmm. of money.
Right, you'll make like $1 billion.
If I can get 500.
Mm-hmm. You should win. Comfortably. Right. And that is in play at this point.
And there are 2 extras just to add on dollars for them.
Don't worry, you're pretty little. If Star Wars hits how you want it to hit, you'll win. It's very simple.
Hello. Hi, JJ? Yeah. You need to put back that movie to next year.
Can you imagine what, like, they'd burn America to, like, there'd be terrorist attacks by Americans on other Americans.
I think it's already made $100 million before it's come out.
Like, if that movie got pushed back a day, there'd be riots in the streets. Star Wars nerds are lunatics. And then finally, they actually have a new hope. Guys. Like, that movie is going to make a truckload. It's either going to do exactly what we think it's going to do, or all of what we're seeing now is just from the lunatics, and everybody else is going to look at them and go, I'll wait. And I'm going to go out there and fight these lunatics.
They'll probably make 4, but even if you get 3/4 of 4, that's 300. That won't push you to the top.
That puts me to the billion mark. I just need an extra 200
at that
point.
No, aren't
you at
like 600 right now?
680.
Oh,
right?
I see. Okay.
Right? So... I just need 200 more
after
between
that,
the other
two.
Like, we love J.J. Abrams, and I like a lot of the people in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, let's hope it's good.
No, I'm sure I'm going to enjoy it. Like, let's not get this twisted.
I'm a
Star Wars fan.
I mean, not that you enjoy it, let's hope it's good. Like, the Battlefront game that came out, everyone that likes Star Wars likes the game. But that is the extent of it. No one's like, finally.
Well,
everyone's like, it looks good. And then there's moments when you feel like you're inside Star Wars and it's the greatest thing ever. But the game isn't, like, it's not the best game.
The thing about that game, and I already knew what I was going to think of it as I'm seeing all this thing come out, is that I generally won't shell out for multiplayer-only games.
Like, no, but that wasn't the problem. It's just that the game they built wasn't great.
Think this year of games, right? There have been a lot of multiplayer games,
mm-hmm.
right? We're trying to make multiplayer
Rocket
world.
League.
There's Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
There's
Evolve.
Evolve. There's Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think there are a couple of those out there that dropped. It happens the same way with all of them. Everyone gets on board immediately. 2 months later, no one cares, and the only people playing it are the diehards who are like me and Pro Evo. We're
mm-hmm.
just going to keep playing it over and over. And by that third month, if you haven't bought in, it's a waste of your time. You're only going to play against the best of the best, and you will waste your joy will be gone.
Don't call them the best of the best. They're the worst people.
I'm talking about at the game. I'm not talking about at life.
Alright, fine.
It's kind of like meeting up with Steve Jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not the best. He might not be you might not enjoy all your time
mm-hmm.
with him personally. But at the end of the day, you have to step back and be like,
he's the best.
He's kind of good at what
he's
actually doing.
He's good at his job. He's just the
Can
worst
Can you imagine
person.
How people feel about Messi in the Spanish League every time he comes back? They're like,
fuck.
Everybody's thought like, I had a chance. And then Messi came back.
That,
do you think
that
you
Barca front line? Come
do
on.
Think, do you think
people need to step
people in. Covet second place at that point? Where they're like, take out Messi. I got the second most goals.
People who play for Barcelona covet. Everyone comes to Barcelona and be like, alright, maybe it's all hype. Maybe I can be
better than Messi. And then you see him do it in real life, and you go, all right, I'm going to be second and be happy. Neymar is no leading. He has like 14 goals in 12 games.
Because Messi was injured.
He knows inside of him he's not going to beat Messi. Messi is not injured. There's no one that's going to beat him. He has 9 Ballon d'Or nominations in a row. It's not an accident. He's teething. I don't know how.